Hi, this is W2P Entertainment reporter Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title with the show.
I am Joshua Bergas, and I am the director, and I'm choreographing a segment for the 50th anniversary concert at the Kennedy Center this fall.
Yes, and we're really excited. It's going to be held at the Kennedy Center Concert Hall on September 14th, and then I know it'll broadcast on PBS on October 1st. How did they tap you to do this? I mean, I guess how far back does your connection with the Kennedy Center go? Why were you the go-to guy for such a monumental occasion that they're celebrating here?
I think they first reached out to me back in March or April, and just to choreograph a segment of the show and then help them source some other choreographers and dancers for other segments. And then they didn't have a director on board, and you know, we had kind of created this relationship, so they just asked me if I would take that on. And I was thrilled. I was really honored that they asked me to do so.
Oh, for sure. Well, how long did it actually take to, you know, like how long have you guys been rehearsing and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, well, you know, because of the nature of this type of concert, most of the artists don't arrive until like the day of or the day before. So it's really all about preparation. It's like, how do we make sure that it's planned within an inch of its life so that when the artists arrive, we're completely prepared for everything they need and all their music is prepared and we can just kind of slot them into rehearsal. That being said, we've been working on that for months, the preparation part and planning everything out. For my segment that I'm choreographing, I started working on it in the late summer. I'd say, I think maybe late July, we started working on that, and we've been working on it intermittently depending on the availability of the dancers.
So tell me about that segment, you know, the individual actual segment that you're choreographing. Who's going to be dancing, and you know, what is the piece you're choreographing?
Yes. The piece I'm choreographing is the second act pas de deux from On the Town. And it's a, you know, On the Town is a great Bernstein composition show. And this is a really, really beautiful section of music that will be played by the entire NSO Symphony. And the dancers performing this are from ABT, and it's Cassandra Trenery and Herman Cornejo.
Great. And ABT is needs no introduction. That's going to be the highest quality stuff with that. And that's really cool. Have you always been a big On the Town fan? I mean, I always thought, you know, you can't beat Gene Kelly and Frank Sinatra in the same movie. But in terms of the musical and stuff, have you always been a fan?
I have been. And actually, I choreographed the most recent Broadway revival back in 2014. So it's kind of like, I know the show quite intimately.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And he's being humble, folks, because you got a Tony and a bunch of stuff, a Star Award for that choreography in On the Town on Broadway. So we're going to see some really, really high quality stuff here. All right. Well, in addition to that segment, who are some of the other performers that are going to be performing throughout the course of the show?
Oh, gosh. I mean, it's funny. It's kind of like, who's not going to be performing in this show? I mean, we have such an amazing, amazing lineup. You know, Audra McDonald's the host. We have, you know, Renee Fleming from Broadway, Tony Yazbek, Kelly O'Hara, Darren Criss is performing, Ben Folds, Gabby Moreno, Abigail Barlow and Emily Bear, who wrote this amazing TikTok musical about that's a musicalized version of Bridgerton, the recent kind of TV phenomenon. Who else do we have? We have Diane Reeves, Christian McBride, Kev Moe, Latasha Barnes, who's like an amazing swing dancer, lindy hop dancer, jazz dancer. The Leo and John Manzari is a tap duo that are just incredible. Who else do we have? We have, let me see, Chris Teely, Betty Levette. I can't even, who am I? Who, oh, Joshua Henry. David Henry Wong and Janine Tesori are appearing, and with the cast of a new musical, a new play with music that they've been working on called Soft Power, Kelly Marie Tran. I mean, it just goes on and on and on.
Wow, that is quite the lineup right there.
It really is,
That's
yeah.
amazing. How long will the show run? Is it like an hour long, or what is the length?
No, it's closer to 2 hours.
Okay, cool.
Closer to 2 hours. With that kind of talent, I mean, that amount of talent, we couldn't get it down to 1 hour. So, it's going to be 2 hours, and hopefully it's going to feel like it just flies by because the talent is so great. The performances are going to be so awesome. And, what we're really working on is like trying to make it flow, really smoothly. So it's not, so we don't have too many breaks in between, performances by all these artists, that it goes from one to another to another to another.
Yeah, very cool. And apologies if we forgot any of the names. There's so many. I know Robert Glasper. There's so many. So,
Yes.
everyone, it's going to be really exciting. And then also, we it is the Kennedy Center. Aren't you going to have an actual Kennedy there as well?
Yes, we are. We're going to have an appearance from Caroline Kennedy and her daughter Rose Kennedy, special guests.
Very cool. And speaking, speak to the idea that it's this 50th anniversary too. And I believe, it you guys are going to try to echo the 1962 event that was hosted by Leonard Bernstein.
Yes, we have. So we have a lot of Bernstein in the program, in honor of that 1962 event. And we also, one of the things that we're really trying to do is talk about all of the things that the Kennedy Center has accomplished in the last 50 years, in a way. Just the different genres of music and performance, such as whether it's classical or Broadway, jazz, and some of the more contemporary things that the Kennedy Center is embracing, like a TikTok musical and hip hop, and all these really wonderful different genres. We're really devoted to, just in this program, we're devoted to like diversity among the artists, as well as diversity among the styles of performance and music. And we want to talk about things like education that the Kennedy Center supports so much, and helps to develop new musicals and music and artists, so it's really the story of where the Kennedy started and where the Kennedy Center started, what its mission was and what its mission is now, and what it tries to achieve through, promoting all kinds of art, all kinds of performance, and diversity. And I think it's going to be really, really beautiful. So it's going to have a flow. It's going to have a story to it, in a way. And, I think that people, if you don't know that much about the Kennedy Center, or like, its mission and its history over the last 50 years, when you get to the end of this concert, you'll understand a lot more about what it stands for. And of course, we'll be honoring the legacy of, President Kennedy.
Oh, absolutely. You have to as part of this. And you say it's sort of going to tell a story from start to finish. So I assume that in between these musical performances, there's probably going to be all those great clip packages and showing historical, archive footage and stuff like that.
Well, I don't think we're going to show too much archive footage, because we want to really focus on the live performance. But there will be some narration. There's a script that we have artists come out and explain, this part of the Kennedy Center mission. And then we have performances that are dedicated to give examples of how that mission translates to art on stage.
Gotcha. Well, before we run, I mean, whenever I have someone as accomplished as yourself, I like to at least, talk about your career a little bit. So remind us, tell me about your journey. You know, where exactly did you grow up? How did you, you know, fall in love with the arts in your own personal life?
Oh, sure. I grew up in Michigan, just outside of Detroit. And my mother was a dance teacher and had a dance studio. So I started dancing at a very young age, like 3 years old with a pair of tap shoes. And then I just really grew up there at the studio. And then I started dancing professionally. My first big show was West Side Story, speaking of Bernstein. And
is this like high school or what?
it was actually right after high school. And it was a tour. It toured the US and then went international for about 2 years. And then I came back to New York and started, you know, working professionally as a dancer, and then shifted slowly into choreography and now direction. And right now, actually, you know, it's been for the entire world, the last 18 months has just been devastating. But, you know, in my, for us, for performers, for, you know, people who deal with live performance, whether you're on stage or backstage or you know, behind the scenes, you know, it's been particularly devastating and really just a slow, you know, slow time. So I can't tell you how thrilling it is to be working again, especially on a project like this, like something so important. You know, if this is like the announcement of not just the Kennedy Center, but that the arts are coming back, and that, you know, we and I think many of us, as we, you know, many people around the world have been starved for live art and live performance, and you know, I think we've forgotten almost how much it means to us and inspires us. So, you know, that's one thing we're trying to do with this concert, is to remind people how important it is, and hopefully get them really, really excited about, you know, being in an auditorium, being in a theater, and watching something live, and not just on your screen, on your phone, or on your laptop or TV. So I'm so thrilled and honored to be a part of this. It feels like it's like the you know, the homecoming dance after a long break.
For sure. So this is something that you know, the public can purchase tickets to, or is it more of like a private event that you're going to film?
Tickets are on sale, and it will air on PBS as well on October 1st.
Awesome. Sounds good. And then, you know, just in closing, I guess, final question, after this thing airs, what, and you're talking about, you know, the performing arts starting to come back after this long hiatus, what else do you have coming up on Broadway? Like, aren't you doing like a stage version of Smash? I know that, you know, you're Emmy winning choreographer for NBC Smash. Aren't you doing a version of that? And then what else we got? Charlie and Chocolate Factory, or tell me what you got coming up.
Totally. Yeah. Well, they're still working on Smash. I think it's a little ways away. They're still, you know, still developing it. It takes time. Right now, an example of how something takes time. Right now, I'm directing a show in the Berkshires that opens on the same, right around the same time as this, the concert will air on PBS. It's called The Crossing at Barrington Stage Company. And we've been working on this show for 6 years now. And then after that, I'm going to be going to London to do a show there. At least start developing it there. It won't open there for a little while, but I'll be there this fall developing that there. So everything's just starting to get going again, and it's really excited. You know, this is like the Kennedy Center thing was kind of the first. That project was the first thing that I got to work on, and now all these other things are falling into place. Smash is coming. Doing a crossing here at Barrington Stage. My project in London. It's all very exciting.
Great. Well, again, everybody, well, keep an eye out for all that stuff. But first, make sure you check out the Kennedy Center's 50th anniversary celebration concert. Tickets are available now. It'll be September 14th in the concert hall. And then if you can't make it, or actually if you do make it and you want to see how it looks on TV, then check it out on October 1st on PBS. So, hey, thanks so much for doing this. It sounds great. We can't wait to see how it turns out.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for having me.
Yep. Talk to you later.
Take care.